Now time for our Royal Valley locker room chat here on KNZA High School Basketball, our first full week here in 2026, and we're joined now by the Panthers girls coach. That is David Boucher, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. You know, coach, let's go back a couple weeks. You know, our last conversation before the break, you guys still had a game a couple days later. You know, you closed out that 25 portion of the schedule at home against Sabetha in league play, and a positive one to go into the break, 56-41. So let's go back a couple of weeks and just get your thoughts on that game against the Blue Jays going into the break.
Oh, it was a hard-fought game. You know, we played, again, we kind of went on a roll there. We were shooting the ball and finding our groove, and it's one of those, it's like in baseball, you know, you don't want to have a break. You just want to keep playing, you know, game after game. If you're on a good rhythm, and you don't want to lose your swing, lose your momentum, and you just want to keep hitting singles, you know. and we were on that roll, and so we caught Sabetha caught us at the right time for us, and we were able to kind of close that out, and we had 14 assists on 17 made baskets, and we just, you know, we really shared the ball well, and we battled and. On both ends of the floor, but that's a solid team. Their guard, man, she went crazy in the fourth quarter, but she was just a solid shooter. And Sabetha's got pieces, and they keep making improvement with I think their new coach is doing a great job and getting them better.
Yeah, and you guys were part of the few teams that did not play that Friday, January 2nd. Your first game out of the break was Tuesday night this week at home against the hottest team in the Big East. I mean, outside of Silver Lake, you look at this Hiawatha team, undefeated on the year, and finally getting some respect, put in the KBCA rankings this week in Class 3A. But you guys played them tough, man. It was a 44-34 final. Hiawatha able to get the win. So out of the break, you pick up the momentum after three straight wins going into the break, but you hung right there with one of the best teams in the league. Take us down the stretch of that game. What'd you take away and what'd you see?
You know, we had a 1-point lead going into halftime. We felt good about it with, you know, we only had 5 turnovers. So it's like the practice plan that we had that we just discussed, you know, that was, you know, that worked, and we made good decisions and we valued the ball, and we missed. Again, you talk about, you know, Hiawatha was able to get their rust game versus Holton, you know, last Friday. And so their rust was kind of knocked off, and we missed some shots that we would normally make, I think. You know, we went 2 for 8 from the left block, and we went, 3 for 10 from the right block. And those are good shots for us. Those are deep shots and getting into the paint, and attacking the rim. And some of those were fairly uncontested. But man, you know, then they battled, and, you know, really, we lose by 10, but it's a 5-point game with a minute to go, minute and a half to go, and we foul, and they make free throws and that sort of thing. And, coach has got them playing up there. You know, she does such a great job, Coach Jasper does, and always has. You know, they play hard, they play together, they play connected, and we were talking before the game, her and I, and just the compliment, you know, of how she coaches and what she does. And, and she gave us fits, and they gave us fits in the second half, and we were able to kind of battle. I think the play of the game really was, well, there's two of, like, we got 2 blocks that, you know, that bounce right back to Hiawatha that they score on in the fourth quarter, you know, and it's one of those things that you hustle, you get a great contest, you get a block 3, and then it just somehow gets back into a person's hand, and they put it up for an easy layup. It's like, oh, you know, and that takes a 3-point deficit to a 5-point deficit with 3 minutes to go, 2 minutes to go. And, you know, it's just, we just never could close that gap. But, boy, what a great game. You know, to be on the losing end of it sucks, but, man, we battled hard. I was really proud of our girls coming out of break and showed a lot. You know, we had 3 players that basically didn't come off the floor, and shows that our conditioning was where it needed to be.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, we always appreciate it. So that was your third consecutive league matchup. Now you go Thursday, Friday to close the week against 2 Northeast Kansas League opponents, both on the road. Thursday at Oskaloosa, Friday at Pleasant Ridge. Maybe a quick thought on one or both teams and just kind of the expectations for this back-to-back here to close out this week.
Oh, these are important games. They're both sub-state opponents. They're both 3A opponents. And right now Oskaloosa is ahead of us. At a 5-3 mark, I think, ahead of us in the sub-state standings. And so we need to get in there and get this win. But I mean, of course, it's always about the growth. I'm not putting that off to the side, but like, you know, these are important games for us that we have to come in and execute and get after it, because this is going to influence postseason play. You know, we kind of had a couple of stumble games early that we can't. Now the margin of error as far as sub-state seeding is getting smaller, and so we can't lose another tight one. You know, like we did to Mar Hill when we're up for 31 minutes that game, and then we give up a three with a minute to go, and we lose by four and or five or whatever it ended up being. But we can't give up one. Like, we can't shoot 16% from the floor like we did against Jackson Heights and lose. And so now we got to get after it and continue to make growth. But this is, you know, these are important for sub-state games, because sub-state's going to be here in 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's going to come up quick, no doubt
about
it.
It's
going
to come quick, yeah. We have 22 games left and 16 guaranteed games left and 22 practices. That's our season right now.
Basically, yeah, back and forth. It's going to be one practice, one game, one practice, one game. David Boucher, Roe Valley Girls coach, joining us again, coming off that first loss out of the break, close with Hiawatha. Now they go back-to-back Thursday at Oskaloosa, Friday at Pleasant Ridge to wrap up this first full week of 2026. Coach, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.